In December, Dan Gilman, Pittsburgh City Councilman for District 8, left his seat to become Mayor Bill Peduto's chief of staff, 1 month after winning re-election to another four-year term. As 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports, four candidates are running in a special election for that open council seat that represents Oakland, Shadyside, Squirrel Hill, and Point Breeze.
Erica Strasburger of Squirrel Hill has been working as the caretaker of the District 8 office, having been Gilman's chief of staff. Before she entered city government, she worked at Penn Environment, a statewide environmental advocacy group. Many of her political priorities are aligned in this sphere, clean water and clean air.
We need to address the stormwater sewage overflow issue. Every time it rains, our stormwater and our sewage combine, and then they pollute our rivers. And that needs to change. And we have ways to deal with that through green infrastructure projects.
She says replacing Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority lead lines is necessary to ensure clean water for the city, and is proposing a stormwater utility fee to help pay for this. She has the support of many higher-ups in city government, including Peduto and Gilman. But when it came time for the Allegheny County Democratic Committee to choose the party's nominee in January, she finished second, so she chose to run for the seat as an independent. The party nomination went to Sonia Finn of Point Breeze, the chef and owner of Dinette Restaurant in Shadyside. Finn says her lowest paid employee makes $13.50 an hour. The minimum wage in Pittsburgh is $7.25. She says she's a strong advocate for raising the minimum wage for all workers in the city, public or private, though that power rests in the state legislature. She's also an advocate for universal pre-K for 3 to 4 year olds.
We keep talking about how we are this innovative city and we're putting ourselves up there with Seattle, but this is doable because Tulsa has universal pre-K, and I feel like we could probably keep up with Tulsa.
Finn also believes that investing to rehab water infrastructure needs to be an immediate priority, and the total cost should not be a hurdle. Finn says her background as a business owner gives her a new perspective not tied to what she calls the Democratic machine. Finn isn't the only candidate with a business background. Independent Marty Healy of Shadyside also failed to win the Democratic nomination. He's chief financial officer at his family's construction company. He's a big proponent of protecting Pittsburgh's LGBT population. He says, as a gay man, it's important for him that the city is an inclusive place. He's invested in Pittsburgh's future coming out of state financial oversight, Act 47, and says he thinks his knowledge of fiscal responsibility will make him an asset.
The decisions we make today coming out of Act 47 or over the course of the next couple of years will affect Pittsburgh for the next 10 years at least. The first folks that are affected by our bad decisions are the underserved in our community.
He says he supports the mayor's handling of the PWSA crisis, and if elected, he will help the city continue on that path. Another candidate with a background in LGBT advocacy might be the hardest sell because he's the Republican candidate in a district where Democrats outnumber Republicans more than 4-1. Renick Remley, also of Shadyside, describes himself as a moderate Republican. He was the face of a pro-Israel ad campaign that highlighted his identity as a gay man and says he voted for Hillary Clinton for president. He's the manager of corporate relations at the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. The last Republican on city council left his seat in 1939. Remley says his priorities stick to the basic tenets of livability.
First of all, I'd like to be able to drink the water. I'd like to be able to, for my neighbors to drink the water. I'd like all of Pittsburgh to be able to drink the water. But basic services in general, being able to drive down the street, clearing the roads in a timely manner, and holding those accountable that can't get it done.
He also wants to lower Pittsburgh's realty transfer tax, which went up by 0.5% last year to help fund affordable housing. He says this increase discourages home-buying individuals from settling in the city. Remley says this unexpected vacancy presented an opportunity that was as good as any to run for office, a sentiment shared by the other candidates as well. All four say they support an overhaul of the PWSA. They want safe and accessible streets and believe that Pittsburgh should grow in a way that includes everyone. Whoever wins the March 6th special election will represent more than 65,000 Pittsburghers in city council for nearly 4 years. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.